Registrations opened last Friday, so it's a bit over a week now. How have they been going?
Been going very well. There's a lot of interest out there. A lot of people have gone online to have a look at when the sports are being played, what age categories they are, and, of course, the costing for registration fees, etc., and come on there. And the volunteers have been very active as well. So all going to plan at the moment, and we're looking forward to some strong numbers in registrations.
Where have been the sports where there's been the most interest? Because you're catering for 25 sports and you've got traditional athletics, swimming, basketball, things like that, but you've also got wheelchair basketball and pickleball, which a lot of people have probably never heard of. So where's most of the interest coming from?
Thus far, it's coming from mountain biking.
Really?
Swimming.
Yep.
And we're looking at getting a lot of interest for shooting, which is small bore rifle and air rifle, interstate especially for that sport. So great to have all this interest going on, and I've actually put my name down for wheelchair basketball, and they've noted that. So that was
well. I think under the rules of wheelchair basketball, you can actually have I think maybe two able-bodied people on the
about
court
two,
at one
yes.
time. Yeah, so you'll be one of those.
Well, I'll be one quarter of one of those. I think. Talk about able-bodied.
Well, it's true, yeah. And to be honest, I'm not really surprised with mountain biking because you know we know how well respected Tasmanian mountain bike trails are, and it's probably no surprise to you either, I guess.
Oh, none whatsoever. When you've got the Dyle Range tracks open,
and Wild Mersey. Yeah.
Wild Mersey will be an absolute attraction. So I'm thinking we're going to get very strong numbers in that, not only just locally but nationally as well. And all our clubs that have been involved, we've asked them to promote nationally to try and get interstate visitors over here, not only to compete in the sport, but to enjoy what our region has to offer and to spend a bit of money.
Yeah, and I mean, we've had Tasmanian Masters games in the past. The last one was in 1994, I think, which was 28 years ago. But the idea of reviving is you want to have them every second year in between when there's the National Masters games.
That's correct. So we're looking to have one this year, 2022, and then revisit in 2024, hopefully with a larger sport offering. We really just wanted to get this one up and running to create that interest and then build upon that platform to create a stronger event, which we hope will be 40 sports. And
yeah,
we'll have that time to be able to work with the sporting organisations to help build upon what we have now.
Yeah, and if anyone's hearing this for the first time, we haven't mentioned, of course, that it's mainly on the northwest coast. There's going to be, I think, wood chopping at West Tamar at Exeter. And I guess, you know, depending on the success of this one, maybe in 2 years' time or 4 years' time, it could go to other parts of the state.
Oh, certainly. Sailing would be one. I mean, Port Dalrymple was certainly interested in sailing. Bernie 10, of course, is right in there as well. We'll always incorporate and work with Bernie 10, and that gives us a really good cornerstone of inviting other athletes to not only run in the 5 and 10 kilometres of Bernie 10, but, you know, have a go at the other field events as well with the athletics, etc.
And I think with the Bernie 10 too, the people that come in, enter in that, they can also enter in the Masters Games, and as well as, you know, running against, you know, a couple of thousand people, they also could possibly win a medal in their age group.
That's right, and that's the part of being involved in such a great event. The Masters is about participation, getting off the sofa of a weekend, be a weekend warrior, come out and have some fun. And we've had a lot of interest by individuals as well, looking to see if we can have composite teams. And I know Mike Gaffney, who's our patron, he's done that a lot in the past, and travelling New Zealand and around the place, and just put his name in to join a team.
Okay,
and then
he's
made a huge network of friends, and that's a great way of doing it as well.
Yeah, and that's all. That's what it's really based on, is participation and having fun, you know, and the bonus is if you happen to win a medal.
Oh, exactly. You know, come to the northwest coast, have a taste our wine, and go to the breweries, have a experience with our wonderful food providers, and play a bit of sport, and, and away you sort of go. And plus, we've got some really good accommodation places and restaurants on the northwest coast that feature great food.
Yep. So we've seen the logo because that was launched about 2 years ago. We've had the official launch of the event. We've got registrations open now. And I guess for those that are maybe a little bit serious, the next thing they want to know is what are the medals going to look like? So how far away are we from that?
Well, we'll probably do a release in the next couple of weeks in regards to what the medals will look like. We're just confirming everything. You know, it's difficult when it's a start-up.
Yeah.
That everything's got to be looked at from the point of the costings, lead time to be able to get them over here and in time, etc., and to make sure that it displays what we want to do. I mean, even with the medals, you know, we've got to get them. There's probably about 5 weeks lead time for that, etc. And there's a range of sorts of medals, just like there is in merchandise. Now, this year, this time, we've got a polo shirt. We're only going with a polo shirt at the moment. That's available when you register, and there's a limited edition.
And that's not free.
That's not free. However, anybody who registers will receive a welcome bag, and in that welcome bag will be an embroidered cap of the Tasmanian Masters Games and some other local business goodies. We've got a water bottle, Hearts water, and we've even got Ambers are going to drop in a special taste of their confectionery as well.
Okay. So that's thank you, Igor.
Thank you, Igor. He's a great supporter, has been with Australian Masters Games. So not only will the participants do that, those who registered as volunteers will also get that welcome bag.
Right. It's only, about 9, 12 weeks or so? It's not that far away, is it?
It's not that far away.
I'm not counting, but it's obviously, I'm starting to feel excited about it. I don't know about you, but now the registration's open and you're talking about the interest that's generating, it's getting to the exciting stage now.
Well, it really is. I mean, we started from absolute scratch.
Yeah.
And we've done it on the skin of our backside, so to speak, as far as the budget goes. And we've had great support, not only from the local councils, but Goodstone, Ambers, to name a couple, have come on board with us.
State government with 20 grand.
State government with 20 grand, not forget them. Events Tasmania, et cetera. So we know that it's there. We know we can produce it. It's about getting it up, setting that platform, learning as we go, tweaking it as we go as well. I mean, there'll always be a way that you can tweak it to make it a little bit better, and you learn from that. So that's what it's all about at the moment.
And it'll be easier in 2 years' time.
I hope so, Mark. but, you know, if we can get up to 40 sports, I mean, that'll be tremendous for the North West Coast. And, you know, when we start looking at the airport and our accommodation and how we build the facilities around the North West Coast, this is an opportunity not only for participants to get behind, the sporting clubs to get behind it, but our community as well.
20th of October to the 23rd of October. The registration links can be found on the Tasmanian Masters Games Facebook page. Steve, thanks for coming in this morning. No doubt we'll talk again before the games. Really looking forward to it.
Thanks very much, Martin.